That music means one thing and one thing only. And, you know, when I prepared to fill in for Brian Hayes this week, which has been an honor, I had a lot of advice. You know, make sure that O and Noodles are happy. Make sure that you stay out of their lane. Make sure that we maybe unveil a new segment. And also, for the love of God, bring Al's brother back to the show. And that's what we're doing today. Al's brother, welcome back to Overdrive. On TSN 4, there's the face that we've been missing.
Yes.
How are you?
We missed that guy.
Doing well. I'm hot. Very hot right now.
I bet. What? Like, it's 30 degrees in Niagara, probably, and you're wearing a sweater. I love it. That's commitment.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you why.
This character.
I'll tell you why, exactly why I'm wearing this sweater. Because on Monday, you guys did a segment of Yes Guy, No Guy, and there was a question of whether or not that I was going to lose 20 pounds, and I want to prove both Jim Taddy and Jamie Noodles McLennan wrong, and the best way I can do that, instead of going and running around in a black garbage bag, I can do it by wearing this bad boy up in the 30-degree heat in an attic with no air conditioning. So
how is the attic? Are you surviving? Like, what's your routine? What are you doing to stay busy? What's the feeding routine like? Like, fill us in on Al's brother.
Well, this week's been a little more different than most weeks, but, you know, usually my routine was during the absolute heat of all this. I was sleeping in very late because there was nothing to do, so I'd sleep
until
1, 2 o'clock.
1 or 2.
I've been doing better, waking up earlier, roughly around like 10 o'clock or so, getting a little bit of work done, being productive, getting a healthy lunch in, doing a little bit of work, some podcasting, some reading, being productive. I'm trying to be more productive than I was in the past.
When's the last time you had a steak sandwich?
Week and a half ago, maybe.
You're due.
You're due. What is it, a steak sub you like, or what is it, Dave?
Yeah, like a Philly cheese. A Philly cheese steak. There's a place down the road that makes an unreal Philly cheese with just peppers and mushrooms, and that's it. And it's just phenomenal. Oh. Phenomenal.
So it's like a takeout situation? Like, are you, like, you know, you're obviously being smart and social distancing and stuff. You call and go pick it up? Like, what's the takeout? Like, what do you, is it delivery? Tell us.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we call ahead to Frank's Pizzeria. We call ahead. We go down there. We just order a large pie, and then we order a sub for each of us. Pick it up, take it home, and we feed. But we do it here, right? You can't eat in the restaurants anyways right now, so everything's kind of a takeout situation. But when it's down the road, you can easily just go and pick it up.
I love it. So you miss the boys, I'm assuming.
Very much. I miss everybody.
We miss you, buddy.
Yeah, we miss you, bud. We're missing hockey, too. How you got the series handicap coming up for the NHL? What are you liking? What are you not liking? Upsets, etc. What do you got for us, Al's brother?
If I could give you one team that I think might be an upset favorite, one of the teams who are really going to benefit through the expansion of the playoffs, I think it's going to be the New York Rangers for a couple of reasons. One, I think the matchup against Carolina is quite favorable, actually, for New York. But they take a look at their young goalie, Igor Shesterkin. The way that guy was playing at the end, but towards the end of the season, after he got called up, was unbelievable. And in a five-game series, all you need to do, really, is steal a game or two, and your team most likely is going to end up winning. On top of that, you got a guy like Mika Zibanejad having a career year, 40 goals. Artemi Panarin, unbelievable. They really reworked their decor. They've got some good vets that have some playoff experience. I think they're an underrated team, and I think that if there's one team that will benefit and could make a bit of a run, I think it's going to be the Rangers.
Okay, I like it. By the way, you do have Wi-Fi in that attic, right?
Sort of.
Okay. All right. So that would be an 11-seed. How do you feel about the Maple Leafs against the Blue Jackets?
I'll tell you what. I feel good to an extent. Here's the problem that I have. Again, I feel like with the five-game series, and Jamie, maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I keep looking at the goaltending matchups. And when I look at the Leafs and Columbus and I look at Elvis Merzlikins, I can't help but look at that stretch, that run where Merzlikins had 5 shutouts in an 8-game span and think, if he is even half that good, the Leafs are in big, big trouble. And on the other end of the ice with Freddie Anderson, he typically gets off to a pretty slow start at the season back in October, and it takes him a little bit to heat up. And basically, the time between when the NHL stopped and when it's going to start again is pretty much going to be exactly the time that a full offseason would be. So it's almost like starting a new season. So for that, again, I look at the goaltending matchup, and I like Merzlikins, which scares me a little bit if I'm Toronto. But, like, they got so much offensive firepower. If they can play, and if Matthews can pick up where he left off playing a solid two-way game, I'd like Toronto to win the series, but Merzlikins, again, can definitely steal a couple of games and give him a run for the money.
Well, I think it is going to be. I don't think there's anybody that's picking, you know, the Leafs to win in three. I would think Columbus. There's a couple things that I would throw out there, too. You mentioned five shutouts in eight games. Well, that team is so stingy defensively. So that's where you're going to have a team that has a lot of firepower against a team that plays a really economical defensive game, and they grind you down. So no inch on that ice surface is going to be for free. So the if the Leafs are willing to fight through it, they're willing to use their skill, but also dig in and take a hit to make a play, and all of the cliches we're going to throw at it, especially with playoff hockey, I can see them pushing through. But if Columbus does what they did to Tampa and dug in on them, frustrated them, got underneath their skin to the point where I think people forget Kucherov got suspended because he was so rattled that he took a stupid suspension and he ended up missing his team losing. Like, this is how bad it was for Tampa. So I think if Columbus goes with that mindset, and then you add in a goaltender like Merzlikins, he's a fantastic goaltender, and I would argue that Korpisalo may even get the first start because both of them have played very well this year. So it's high-powered offense against a really stingy defense. So one night it may be a 1-0 win. The next night it could be a blowout if the Leafs go through. So I still think this is going five games. I think the Leafs can win in five games, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Al's brother likes it.
That thing too, I'm not exactly sure for some of these there's going to be kind of a question mark on who's going to start in net. They're another team, and then you look at some other players. Is Henrik going to get an opportunity, or is it going to be Shesterkin who ends up starting in net? So there's a couple of teams where you can say it could be one goalie or the other.
Yeah, I saw Larry Brooks wrote an article saying, basically advocating that Henrik deserves a chance, another opportunity to kind of start and maybe a swan song. But I would argue Shesterkin right now is probably their best chance. But again, this is an off season. This is a scenario where everyone's square one, so there's no reason to believe. And right now, I think the one thing that people aren't focused on is Sweden. They've been skating every day. If you check out Lundqvist, his Twitter page or his Instagram, like, this guy's on the ice. He's on the ice every day. So he might be in fantastic shape. He might be in mid-season form. So they might go to Lundqvist and he can rekindle some of that magic. I don't disagree. I think the Rangers could be a real threat in the playoffs.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for the format. It's going to be different, but I think that's what you need in a time like this.
I agree.
Al's brother, next time we chat with you, maybe get some Wi-Fi or something to that effect.
Yeah, that 56.
Go to the attic.
Go in the living room or something, Al's brother.
All right.
You got any, before I let you go, any new segments for the show when you come back? You kind of bringing up any ideas with all that?
I've been thinking. There might be some new stuff once we get back. Hopefully that's a lot sooner than later. Okay.
I've got one for you. Take a peek with Al's brother.
Ooh.
Him and Strutty.
Yeah.
Him and Strutty
Him
can
and
go
Strutty
out and take
taking
a peek.
A peek. Yeah.
Peek.
Get them all. Get them on FaceTime, Al's brother and Strutty. Have a jean off. See who has the nicest jeans.
I love it. Strutty.
Hands down, Strutty.
Maybe. You never know.
Awesome. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy. See you, Al's brother.
Al's brother joining us here on Overdrive. He's alive, and he's, I think, well.
He's being kept.
He's got to go into the living room. He's got to go into the living room next time.
I don't think you guys realize, like, he doesn't have an option to go in the living room. I think they've stuffed him in the attic like the gimp up there, and they're like...
That wood paneling is just phenomenal behind
him. It is. It's glorious. He's glorious.
It's like at a cottage.
I love it.
A cottage with really bad Wi-Fi.
And he's got the flow going, a giant beard. Like, he is really working it right now. Al's brother.
Some Indian food maybe going. Maybe a steak sandwich this weekend.
Exactly.
Good to have him back on the show.
Agreed. So.